This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to find out how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Alice Atwater. Good Things to Eat, as Suggested by Rufus. By Rufus Estes. Section 9. Lenten Dishes. Orange Fool. Take the juice of 6 oranges, 6 eggs well beaten, a pint of cream, quarter of a pound of sugar, little cinnamon and nutmeg. Mix well together. Place over a slow fire and stir until thick. Then add a small lump of butter. Plum Porridge. Take a gallon of water, half a pound of barley, quarter of a pound of raisins, and a quarter of a pound of currants. Boil until half the water is wasted. Sweeten to taste and add half a pint of white wine. Rice Soup. Boil 2 quarts of water and a pound of rice, with a little cinnamon, until the rice is tender. Take out the cinnamon and sweeten rice to taste. Grate half a nutmeg over it and let stand until it is cold. Then beat up the yolks of 3 eggs, with half a pint of white wine, mix well, and stir into the rice. Set over a slow fire, stirring constantly to prevent curdling. When it is of a good thickness, it is ready to serve. Rice Milk. Boil half a pound of rice in a quart of water with a little cinnamon. Let it boil until the water is wasted, taking great care it does not burn. Then add 3 pints of milk and the yolk of an egg. Beat up and sweeten to taste. Forced Meatballs for Turtle Soup. Cut off a very small part of the vealy part of a turtle. Mince it very fine and mix it with a very small quantity of boned anchovy and boiled celery, the yolks of 1 or 2 hard-boiled eggs, and 2 tablespoons of sifted breadcrumbs, with mace, cayenne pepper, and salt to taste, a small quantity of warm butter, and well-beaten egg. Form the paste into balls. Plunge them into a frying pan of boiling butter or fat. Fry them to a good color, and they are ready. They should be added to the soup hot. Truffles for Garnish. Choose large, round truffles, wash them thoroughly and peel them, and put the required number into a saucepan. Pour over them enough chicken broth or champagne to nearly cover them. Add an onion stuck with 3 or 4 cloves, a clove of garlic, a bunch of sweet herbs, and a little of the skimmings of the chicken broth or fat. Place the pan on the fire and boil for 15 minutes with the lid on. Then remove from the fire and let the truffles cool in their liquor. Remove them, drain, and they are ready for use. Another way to fix them is to boil them 10 minutes and cut them into various shapes. The trimmings from them, as well as the liquor, may be used in making sauce. Fried Parsley. Carefully pick the stems from the parsley, dry it on a cloth, put it into a frying basket, then into hot fat. Be careful that the fat is not too hot. Fry for a few minutes. Beef Marrow Quenelles. Put 1/2 pound beef marrow into a basin with an equal quantity of breadcrumbs. Add 2 tablespoons of flour, salt, and pepper to taste. Work it into a smooth paste with the yolks of 6 eggs and the whites of 1. Take it out a little at a time and poach in boiling salted water. Drain, trim, and serve very hot. Calf's Liver Quenelles. Steep a thick layer of bread in milk until well soaked, then squeeze and mix with 1/2 pound of finely ground calf's liver, and season with parsley, chives, and lemon peel in small quantities, and all finely ground. Dust in salt and pepper and a tablespoon of flour. Bind the mixture with beaten eggs. Divide the mixture with a tablespoon into small quantities and shape each one like an oval. Plunge the ovals into a saucepan of boiling water and boil for 1/2 hour. Chop some bacon, place it in a frying pan with a lump of butter, and fry until brown. When the quenelles are cooked, pour the hot bacon and fat over them and serve. Chicken Quenelles. Mix together 1 teacupful each of breadcrumbs and finely pounded cooked chicken. Season highly with salt and cayenne, and bind with raw egg yolks. Mold into pieces about the size and shape of an olive, between 2 spoons. Roll in egg and cracker dust and fry them, or poach them in boiling broth or water until they float, and use them as desired. End of Section 9.